Folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing something a little bit different here, something very special, which I'm very excited about. We are going to be playing the latest release by Devour's Homecoming Queen in its entirety on the show. We're going to be playing all 10 tracks of it, and it's basically going to be an uninterrupted flow of music from the latest album by Devour's. So the album was written and recorded and produced by Vancouver's queer synth-pop icon Jeff Kincaid, and at times the album is scathing, soft, pounding, honest, and most of all, empathetic. I think it's one of the most important releases to come from this city in years, and it just came out on May 9th on the artist's own imprint, Surviving the Game Records, and it's a phenomenal listen. And already the artist Devour's created 100 or had 100 copies of the album made on beautiful purple and black, which Jeff describes as purple rage. Those have sold out, but fear not, Devour's is releasing another batch of vinyl, this time black and green, and you can check it out on the artist's Instagram page at devours.ufo, and we're going to have a link to his page and the album as well on our own Instagram at ohnonoradio. Devour's just played the Verboten Music Festival over the weekend. That's what I was doing the last couple days. It was a phenomenal festival. I'm still getting over that post-festival glow. They played the outdoor stage at the Green Auto, which is this fantastic, amazing venue in East Vancouver. It was in the outdoor stage, and it was a sight to behold. There's some photos online circulating of the festival at Verboten Festivals. I think just look up Verboten Festival on Instagram. I'm not pulling that one up for you. Anyways, it was a fantastic festival. Devour's played to a rapt audience, and it was a great time. And you can pick up your own copy of Homecoming Queen this Thursday, live and in person, because Devour's is doing their album release at the Biltmore Cabaret, and is going to be supported by Synth Folk Gnome Children Grimm and Victoria's Non La. So let's get to the album in its entirety. We're playing all 10 tracks, as I said, of Homecoming Queen, the latest album by Devour's. And the track list is 37 Up, The Longing, Reverse Ombre, 10 Things I Crave About You, Medusa Unleaded, Slimer, Homecoming Queen, Hairspin, Ghosted Through Ice, Jacuzzi, My Stonewall, and The Widow. And we're going to play the first two tracks for you right now. 37 Up, The Longing, followed by Reverse Ombre.
Despite all I have, I feel emptier now.
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. If you're just tuning in on today's show, we are playing the latest release by Devourers, Homecoming Queen, in its entirety. The last two tracks we listened to were 37 Up, The Longing, followed by Reverse Ombre, and we're going to be playing up next tracks 3 and 4 from that album, 10 Things I Crave About You and Medusa Unleaded. The album just came out on May 9th on the artist's own imprint, Surviving the Game Records, and let's jump back into it.
I was mad. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning. But during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are playing the entirety of the latest Devours album, Homecoming Queen. It came out May 9th, and the last two tracks we listened to were 10 Things I Crave About You, and following that was Medusa Unleaded. We're going to be playing two more tracks here for you from the album. Up next is Slimer, and following that is the title track from the album, Homecoming Queen.
Oh,
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and we are halfway through today's episode of Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, to celebrate